Welcome to Randy Radio. I'm Randy Pontiff, and guess who we have on this episode? They guessed wrong. Tell them. Who do we have today?
Who do you think the guest? Let's see who you thought the guest.
I don't know. I just know they were wrong.
Hey. Yeah. It's your girl. I'm back with a bang.
Karigo is back.
Nasijali.
The bang part is what we want to talk about.
Okay.
And we are gathered here today.
Yes.
To discuss a group of people who little is known about. And they are arguably the best kept secrets, so to speak.
Yes, they are. They are.
And we talked about polyamory earlier, and it got a little, you know, feedback, because most people are not usually open about their extra activities.
Yes.
People are not comfortable, you know, putting it out there and telling their partners, hey, I would like to also fuck this other guy.
Yeah.
So it got its positive and negative feedback alike, and right now I want to discuss now that thing people are comfortable with but don't want to talk about. We discussed today, you remember that song for Luther Vandross called Your Secret Love?
Yes, I do.
That's the one.
So, I do.
It's not your secret love.
Quisha.
Who is the unsung hero of your orgasms? Who makes your neglected or otherwise girlfriends or wives even have a good time with no strings attached?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they end up, you know.
Strings are not bad. See, the day you called me here and we talked about cuddling, we decided.
That's true.
Strings are not bad. What you do with them is what matters.
So now these guys start becoming Luther Vandross. So they don't want to be secret loves anymore. When are we telling people, you know, when are you loving me like the way you love the other one? Oh my fucking God. Yeah. Dynamics of this one are just else. As in, nobody's even ever ready for such things. You just enter knowing, come on, bye, kaende. I'm on again.
Kaende.
So, but I have to ask, have you ever had a side nigga?
Yes.
What is it like? As in, what is it about taken women that make them so attractive, by the way? Shit.
First of all, we are very stable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, emotional needs are sorted.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, right.
We are just mind-wise very stable.
Okay.
You see, you're in a relationship, so you're with a guy.
Yeah.
And your focus and energies are already quote-unquote centered. And the assumption is centered on one person.
Mm-hmm.
So you, who comes to me
and
likes me, and I like you back, and I'm open and honest, I mean,
maybe I'm taken, but
I'm not going to even be like, I'm taken. I'll be like, hey, I have a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this person. Mm-hmm. And this shit ain't going nowhere because of you.
Don't get it twisted.
But
what do you want?
No, what do you want?
Oh, it's not you.
No, what do you want?
Right.
Because I know what I want.
Hey.
Any.
A woman who knows what she wants.
See, me not Kenya Nataka.
Yes.
And he says, see, I want you. And I say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this going to play out?
How do we do this?
Yeah.
Then, unajua, maybe Kenya si understand is, how come you taken women are so damn attractive? Because it's not the first time that I'm mejipata in a position where I have to, you know, compromise, because I've never been a side nigga.
Yeah.
And I know for sure. I know the boyfriend. I know everything. They talk kwa simu apo kando. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do with myself now? Sasa hizo ni kutuko bed ndio tumetoka sesh.
Yes.
Na wako huko malavi davi nini na kupenda babe chulu. Amekata simu, amerudi babe.
No. Let me tell you something. I don't know how it works for you men with your side pieces. But for us women, and women like I, when I'm with you, I am with you.
Yeah.
Solely, unconditionally, for that time, that moment, that spectrum of, you know, yo dakika tuko nayo, I'm with you. That means I'm not giving anybody else attention.
Okay. So how did this side nigga happen then?
Okay. For me, hey, Nasita Sema, it was at what time, at what point?
Carry on.
I'm a single woman right now. So let me make that very clear.
Yeah.
And it was not any time recent. So what was sianza kufanya mathematics? But I was with a guy.
It was lifetimes ago. That's all
yeah,
you need to know.
And we were together for a year. But in that year, I don't know what was going on in our relationship.
Right.
But it was functioning and it was good. But I was really lacking. I was lacking that emotional, sensual sex. The one that is not done by obligation, but because you want to.
Raw, passionate lust.
Yeah. And my man wasn't giving it to me. And I was like, Nika, I'm looking, I'm searching, I want. Baby, what do you tufanye? Nah, nipei.
What did you do?
I was at a party.
Yeah.
And I met this guy. And he was totally, completely opposite of the kind of a guy that I date. But his vibe was extremely attentive to me. And he smelled good. And he was very sexy. He's charming. He made me feel wanted, seen. He made me feel good. He made me feel attractive. He made me feel worth the while.
Okay.
In a span of like a few hours of hanging out, and we were strangers.
Wow.
And we exchanged numbers.
Yeah.
And we conversed, and we conversed normally, like normal human beings. And we ended up, you know,
being amazing,
shagging
and shagmates.
No, we just ended up shagging, and you know, and it was good the first time, and the second time it was good. But what happened after was he still continued to make me feel good.
Okay, dilemma, dilemma.
And it wasn't only, it wasn't the ati, how is your day? No, it was, baby, I miss your kisses.
Where?
Baby, every time when you're on top of me. And you see, I understand sometimes when you've been in a relationship for a while,
yeah,
it might get a bit dragging in the times of sex, etc. But you see, the guy I was with, it was only a year. Well, the relationship was a year. But by months, 4 or 5, tushazoyana. As in, no efforts. Nah. I'm not saying the guy is not providing, that he's not taking care of me. I'm not saying that.
You become complacent. You relax.
Yeah. And you see, me, I'm not like that. I love spontaneity. I love adventure. I love curiosity. I love to feel wanted and to feel good. And this guy, Akimi, okay, he used to make me feel good. And to date, he still does.
Wow. A consistent nigga. I stan.
To date.
I stand. So how was the arrangement like? Well, did you have times for him?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Weekdays in the evening, his house, never my house.
Okay.
Never my house because I'm the one in the relationship. He wasn't.
I see.
So never my house, not because I wasn't living with my ex that time. I mean, I never lived with that ex. Anyway, whether I lived with that ex or not, it doesn't matter. What were mathematics? That is for you. So, it doesn't matter.
One but, and one is four here.
But it was always his house. And let me tell you something, Mr. Randy.
Oof.
Oh my God.
So Karigo.
Yes.
You said you had an arrangement, eh? So with such an arrangement, was there a conflict of interest at any one point?
No.
How so?
Because he knew where I was, I had a man, I had a life, I had work, I had
and
family.
He respected it.
Completely. Like, he had absolutely, ya kwa na mambo mingi.
Yeah, nataka tu kukupea a good time.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point of side niggas, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's why I say to date he still makes me feel that way. It's because you feel, let me tell you, I'm a very open-minded woman.
Okay.
And I'm very loud. And I like to make a man feel good. In and out of bed.
Well.
Because it's consistent. So he gave me that attention that I craved for, that I needed, that I wanted, that I desired. We never used to go out at to the rave to party. Sometimes we used to go and watch a movie. But he just basically made me feel good.
That's
he
a good
filled
thing.
In the gap where yeah. that kigai was not filling. And you see, if I saw long term with that kigai, it would have still been perfect. You know why?
Why?
Because, I don't know, but that's a separate conversation for another day. I just feel okay. like one person can give you everything. One person can give you that 4%. That, and me, but they want to function 100%.
And this is what we were talking about in polyamory.
Yeah.
You can never be really fully... Neither to the base jealousy, the base selfishness
yeah.
in every human being that will make us feel like we don't want to or need to share. Mm. But deep down inside, you know, these needs are not being met, but I'm compromising.
Yes.
Because I just want to love this one person.
Yeah.
Loving two people is just that.
And let me tell you sometimes what complicates relationships.
Yeah,
And why it worked for us is I can say, I can confidently say I love him.
Okay.
And I will forever love him.
Yeah.
However, our sex was not love-based.
Where?
Sex. When you put sex in love, when you put love in sex, you begin to complicate it because now you start having expectations apart from orgasms.
Yeah.
And what is the bottom line? Orgasms. Now, after orgasms, whatsoever you give, you should not demand back because you're not in a relationship. If the other party wants to give it to you, that is their choice. But number one priority is what? Orgasm.
Why you ever found out?
To date. Hawajawai
jua. These are the
Diyo best. Manana mathematics.
These are the best kept secrets I'm telling you guys. As in...
And let me tell you something. Let's not pretend.
Niggas out there are complying.
Yes.
Niggas out there
See,
are just...
I did that tweet. Of guys, would you ever want to be a side nigga?
Do you know why? By the way, let me tell you, from a guy's perspective, what I'd say is being a side nigga has a lot of advantages because I'm mostly caring about you without worrying about any strings.
Yeah.
As in all our obligation, all the obligations we have towards each other, has it necessarily written in stone?
Yes.
Because I know you have a guy who will do all of that for you. But if it lacks, I'm gladly stepping in.
Mm.
And most guys do it, let me tell you, for nothing else but the ego boost. Umemangia msede. Nimekulia mtu dem, unajua. So knowing that umemangia mtu dem, ama umefanyia some other guy, you've done some other guy dirty, kind of turns you on even. Well, that's why the sex was, you know, that good. Because he knew, does he do this for you? Ah, let me do it for you. Do you see? If for any reason, if for any reason, labda feelings get caught along the way, but most would even remain secret. Because also us guys prefer it that way.
Can I be honest? Feelings were caught.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, like, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I came to a point where I loved him after I dealt with the feelings, managed them.
Yeah.
And now back to, like, what was the bottom line. And him, he says, and by the way, let me be honest with you, he's always said, kumojo utakuwa wangu, so that
really
you
meant.
Don't do this to another guy.
What?
You can do it with me, with another guy, but... The day you will be mine, autaifanya mse mwingine.
Now the problem with this, now this poses the complication here. Acha tuongelea papa feeling. You see, when, say I'm the side nigga, and I happen to, you know, catch a feeling or two, first of all, kuna hizo side nigga insecurities, zenye haufai kuwa nazo, but uko nazo anyways.
Yeah.
And you end up starting to... Ambia the chico, I know there's some other 3-4 other guys. Now your ego is also bruised because you know you're bruising someone else's.
Yeah.
While it can be a turn on to, you know, cuckold someone.
But baby, those things are not usually a turn on.
No, I'm just saying for guys, while it can be a turn on to cuckold someone, when you start overthinking shit and then you figure, oh my god, she might be doing this with 3 other niggas. Who are sides and I'll never know about it. And now that's where a chip of your ego falls off.
But that's normal.
Then you again, unapata, the reason why I'd want this non-attachment is because maybe I'm not, we're having amazing sex, but I'm not ready for a relationship.
Yes.
So I'd rather just know I'm nowhere exactly in your life, just the guy you bang every now and again.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, but then again, yeah. Now, if you're not ready to be vulnerable, it will fuck you up.
Yeah. By the way, there's another thing that also sometimes fucks up side arrangements.
Yeah.
When you take too long without satisfying each other.
I usually say, get the sex off the table. Then now, let's see what we are dealing with here.
Exactly.
Because most of the time, the sexual tension is mingi.
But then, let me ask you a question. Mm. Then why are you still having them? Why are you still... See, you're there, your side piece for one purpose and one person. Remember my story?
Yeah.
Orgasms must be the first priority.
Right.
Yeah, let
but
me tell
ever
you.
Stay on, do we ever stay on purpose? Do we ever stay on what really brought us there? Because sometimes unapata, hey, the spots you're hitting so good. The chick starts getting feelings, wants to dump the boyfriend, now you panic. Most side niggas panic because, pia, maybe the chick starts to catch feelings, then starts to migrate.
Let me tell you.
Now you find yourself being the main nigga and seeing that there's been a previous main nigga and how he's been treated.
Yeah, you start.
You panic.
Then it becomes a...
Where?
This is my...
It spoils everything.
I know. This is. You see, that's now coming in with overthinking.
Yeah.
That overthinking is brought in by immaturity,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Maturity is not dictated by age. It's dictated by your emotional intelligence.
Yes.
Yeah? And if you have... If you're looking for a side person, you must look for a person whose line of thought... is exactly
it
like
matches
yours.
Yes.
Hamtasumbuana.
Yeah, that's true.
Bora mnapeana sex. Imagine hamtaisumbuana.
Muko sawa. Conversation kitu different na.
Let me tell you, even you'll be chatting on days that are not scheduled just to see how you're doing.
Mm.
Conversation, and that's when you begin to become friends.
Do you know why some of these casual relationships end up being very amazing friendships? Is because you guys are just there,
yeah,
being friends and all, friends who have sex casually every now and again,
yes,
without expecting, oh, at yo leo huku niangalia vile unaniangalia jana, what nonsense.
But let me tell you one thing that nigga told me,
yeah,
which I complied.
Yeah,
he said, just okay, as we continued into the month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, the conversation comes up for, am I the only one?
Am I the only side nigga?
Yeah.
Shit.
And I looked at him. Kwanza nilikuwa kwa jumba yake. Kwa nona nikama nitauliwa.
Guys, please nut and go. Just nut and go.
I was in his house.
This business of pillow talk. Sijui, oh, am I the only one?
So he nuts and then goes to the sitting group.
I don't want to be your secret love.
He will sleep.
No, I'm just saying, after the sex, don't...
But you see, babe, listen, we've moved from a level of, you know, as much as you begin a casual thing, you begin to know each other.
Mm.
You see, it's not a relationship. But remember. Now see why sahau. Number one goal is what?
Not and go.
So, anyway, can you leave that? Hakuna mambo za nat and go. Wait, don't listen to this guy.
Not and fucking, you are ruining good things. Ah.
No, listen, this is what happened. Excuse me, this is what happened. He asked me like, hey, by the way, so, and I said, listen, what do you want? And he said, Roho Safi.
Yeah.
I don't want to imagine I'm sharing you with anyone other else than
them
your
boy,
guy.
Them
yeah, them with guys. The main squeeze. And I'll just be honest. And he was honest and he was open. And let me tell you, I told him, sawa. Because you give me what I want.
There's a sense of exclusivity which is very twisted right there, but it is there.
It is there.
It's
and let
borderline
me tell you,
polyamory.
But it's secret.
Yeah, it's borderline.
Yeah.
That's I say. It's
but
just
see,
one step away. It's one truth away from being,
from polyamory. Exactly. But you see, the honest truth is,
yeah,
he was giving me what this other nigga was not. And people will ask, why did you leave the other nigga?
Because he had other things this one didn't have. Simple.
He was the man. He was the man that I was with. He is the one that I chose. The percentage, the minimal percentage he was not giving me. I sought it. I did not look, it came. And when it came, me, I accepted it. Because you know what? Life is too short.
Too short.
Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Men do it all the time.
Yes.
And I don't come from a society. I don't come from
which part? Being the side nigga or having side chicks?
Having side chicks.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And men who have side chicks for years and years and years and years and years.
They even
and
become
years.
Baby mamas, etc.
Leave alone that. Mm-hmm. I know a guy who got married for over 40 years. When his wife died, a year later, he married another woman who came with a toy. Kume, that toy was his. And that toy was like 11. And he had been in that life of that child for all those 11 years. And let me tell you something. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Hey. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Your secret love.
Nobody knew. So, listen. Women have side niggas.
Every now and again.
But a woman will have a side nigger when she's not getting that. That what makes her tick and that the man used to give, that he doesn't anymore. And listen, like I mentioned from the word go, I tried to ask him to be better.
Yeah.
I was like, please, I need to feel wanted.
Yeah.
It is something that I really uphold for my sex life.
Yeah.
It what makes me tick. I mean, we all have our things, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We
do. And he promised to be better, but I think he was going through a rough time. It was busy, na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
He had his own thing,
and I think I just got impatient. And not impatient, I think I just said, you know what, fuck it. And when I was like, fuck it, this mister who's still in my life to date, which means he's not a bad guy.
He really meant well for you.
Yes.
He really wanted you to have a good time.
He wanted to give me what I was lacking.
Get your orgasms, feel seen, wanted,
yes,
and all that.
Yeah.
The TLC to me, without the L.
And I didn't want us to date.
There it is.
And he did not want us to date.
You see? And then the dynamics here are so broad, but then again, they boil down to wants and needs.
Yes.
And you find that sometimes the person you want is the person you don't need, and the person you need is the person you don't. As in, kuna tu mahali hapa kuna deficit, and you're filling it up on both sides so that you can balance your wants and needs. And I think so.
Yeah.
You see, now the balance is struck when you have this side piece doing all this.
Yeah. And by the way, let me say something, Randy. We use labels. Labels. Why do we have labels?
We don't really need to have them.
We don't.
Concert with this one, it's as free as it gets.
Yeah.
Because now you just know you're there to do your one job and do it right.
And let me tell you something. When you have a person who's aside and they're really, really treating you well,
appreciate it.
Eh?
Most people treat side like trash.
Me, I never used to treat him badly, and he never treated me badly.
Yeah.
Kuna wengine. Acha nisitaje majina.
Hey, so guys, while we are seeing that there are very many advantages to this, there are also downsides, which we have also covered, right?
Yeah.
As in, it's coming with a lot of moving parts, but
choices.
Decisions. Yeah. Now imagine a side nigga impregnating you. How complicated that can get. Watch out. You see, it becomes something a little bit touchy. Yeah? A little bit touchy. Ooh. Because.
But let me tell you something. Why should you get impregnated by a side nigga?
The one dilemma is you're getting dick on two sides.
Yeah.
So the first dilemma is, whose is it?
But you see, kwani, let me ask you something, yeah? Kwani, you're not using precautions for...
Fine, you might use them. People sleep every now and again.
No, let me tell
people
you.
Sleep
I agree.
Up.
However, I believe that as a woman, as a grown-ass woman...
Yes. You take care of yourself proper.
Me, I don't care about anyone else except me.
Okay.
When it comes to matters, my health... My health comes first. And I make it very clear. Sina watoto bado.
Nasitaki sahi. And not from you.
Na pia, sitaki diseases. You know, diseases are not only sexually transmitted. Do you know that?
Yeah, I know.
We can make out and give me some
katambe,
shit. Yeah, let's not be ignorant about sexually transmitted diseases are only transmitted through.
It's really messed up.
I mean, like, you know... You don't have to have sex to get an fucked up shit.
And then with this one, there's this big loophole where, you know, that exclusivity we talked about that isn't really exclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's whereby he's free also to see other people.
He's also free. And that trust is hard.
And do you know, to trust someone with your life like that, so we imagine there's that complication, there's that big loophole, there's all of these things, disadvantages we've talked about. Is it really, do you think it's really worth the leap?
Yes, it is.
I'd say it is. It used to make me feel good too.
It is.
Being a side nigga is something I did for like two months or so. And I was like, woo!
Yeah. And let me tell you something. The key is always reciprocation.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And it's good to admit when you want somebody.
Now, if it's so natural.
Yeah.
And both of you know the truth.
Yeah.
Isipokuwa sasa mwenye anachezwa ndio mwenye hajuagi ukweli.
Shauri yake.
So.
Mimi wata ni kwame kitu moja. Have you ever been cheated on, Randy?
Yeah, I have.
I have been cheated on. Who has never been cheated on? What are you going to make?
So we pay for one.
What are you going to make to moza? Muse makitu moza. If you really, really love your person, make it also your side person's mission to love what you love and respect what you respect.
Oh, yes.
And ensure that they don't cross that boundary.
But you know, we're on your side and up on your kai.
Yeah.
So that's why it brings me to this other bit of it. Has there been a time when a side has been promoted to main?
For me?
Your, yeah. Or rather, will this side now?
He's my safe place.
You really want to fuck that up.
I don't want. You know, so you, when you grow and grow, when you become older and older and older, you choose to keep the ones who play the part that they play. Don't give them a role that they cannot.
What would you tell side niggas right now, the ones listening?
Reciprocate. Give that woman what she wants. And I promise you,
you'll get it back twofold.
And it's, we're not talking about money, finances, food, alcohol, parties, jobos. We're talking about that sexual, emotional.
Find out her needs.
Yeah.
Cover them.
Cover them. And I promise you,
yeah.
Atakuwa na kusort. Atakuwa na reciprocate. Now to your needs. Your what makes you.
I can see why people fall in love.
Well.
But
you know.
It's usually unspoken until it's too late. But I can see why people fall in love. Because that's, somebody has really, it's fucked up. I know it is.
And yeah.
Inakufanya unafi, kama umeka emotions hapo, itakufanya ufeel some type of wenya, huta itamani tena. So what is it with side nigger dick being the devil dick?
Miss Julie.
What is it about it?
Kwanza, ish, hata nimefikiria story ingina sai.
Let me just get a lady wood while we're sitting here. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just listened to is a Ladywood in the manifestation.
Literally, it was an day. Okay, what can you see? Same as Anna.
You're notorious.
No, literally, it was another day.
Yeah.
I hadn't had sex for like for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
I had sex, then I had 2 weeks, then I got my period.
Mm-hmm.
And my period lasts for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then. Now, my period has come, it's gone, and I'm not having sex week 1, week 2, week 3.
Shit.
And I'm looking at my period calendar, and I'm seeing, hey, yeah.
You should have come now.
Halalele. Period is coming. And I think I was even sharing this story today, and I was like, I was irritable. I was angry. I was upset. I was like, snapping all the time. I ask all the nigga. I said, please make time for me this week.
Come through.
And when I say that, he knows what I mean. And let me tell you, sex is good. Orgasms are everything. And if you have a person, whether they are a side or a main, who gives you the orgasms that make you feel fucking good, cling on to that shit.
Someone,
and reciprocate.
Someone had an opinion that being a side nigga, you have to be really, really predatory. In the sense that you have to look out for someone who is lacking something, even though they are not looking like it even. You have to really, you know, jua, be keen, observe, oh, Karigo, she likes this. This is what is making her smile, etc., etc. Then as you endear yourself, you endear yourself, you find yourself in someone's box.
Even a side chick.
Even side chicks. Yes, you'd say
it's
the same
about
thing
being about being a side.
So this opinion is not entirely wrong, right?
No. You see, can I be honest?
Yeah.
He had identified me.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't identified him.
You see? And he probably knew you were taken.
He did, because my aura spoke.
Yeah.
A woman who is like on her own,
mm-hmm.
independent.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, you'll find either she's single
mm-hmm.
or she's thoroughly taken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thoroughly taken. I was with my that guy that at that party.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have insecurity issues.
Kila mtu afanya story yake vile anataka.
We were a solid. We did not have, I never knew insecurities until my previous relationship.
Hey.
By the way.
Story for another.
Yeah. So, akukuwa na ati unaongea na yeye ati did. See, we ate a party.
Yeah.
What do people do at parties?
Yeah.
They mingle.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I'm a guy chick, usually, generally.
You talk with
guys. Yeah. So, he had identified me. And he told me that month four into the shag.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? And it made me feel so good.
Maybe one day we will talk about niggas who consciously.
They need to come and answer that question.
Consciously hate
on taken women.
On taken women who, even worse, wanajua marafiki zao.
No, that's just low.
Like, listen, I know, maybe we are acquaintances with your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then kidogo kidogo we're having conversations, nini nini. Then chublu, niko ndani ya DM, nini no. nini, blah, blah,
no.
blah.
No.
Maybe one day we'll talk about niggas
who
mangia other people.
That or, is bad.
Or chiles who mangia other girls.
What are nikuambia? Uomse nilikuangana ye, ato kamuambia about uyu side.
Mm. Mm. Well, I think what he doesn't know won't kill him.
Period.
And
mathematics.
I think that's all we have time for today.
Oh my gosh, we are done.
Yeah, we are. And I hope you guys will subscribe. Follow Randiorotica on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram,
yes.
you name it.
Yes.
And you'll find that I have a very nice blog that you can wank to if you don't want to listen to my voice.
Ooh, voilà.
I tell you for sure you'll not regret reading it.
I agree.
RandiPontiff.com, please. Check it out. And do you have any last words for niggas who are scrambling for taken pussy? One last word. There's someone somewhere out there just saying, your nigga can't do this for ya, I'll do it for
Let me say one thing.
Yeah.
If you're aside, make sure that you're on the same level emotionally.
Yeah, with the person
with
you're
the person
going
you're
for.
Otherwise, mtasumbuana.
Me, all I can say is, usifoli, huko si kwako, because just know, you came there when there was someone already.
There's nothing wrong with falling.
Yeah, no, seriously.
There's nothing
though,
wrong. Even if you fall, allow to fall, but you don't need to do anything about it.
Unajua?
Be in touch with your emotions and feelings.
I'm sifoli, msisikize karingo.
Wena munifuate.
Yeah, so that's her handle, by the way, Karingo.
Utawambia niko na podcast.
Oh, plug yourself in, by the way.
By the way, I'm launching my podcast this week.
What is it called? What will it be called?
Aki, I'm struggling on a name.
But when she does have it, just yes. check her handle. She'll
yes.
have all the links there.
Yes.
And it's Karingo also on IG with a H at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's just written like the way you'd read it.
Evil.
I wonder if it... I have a lot of questions with this topic by there, but I'll let our listeners, you know, maybe chime in and just tell us if they've been side niggas before, what they've been experiencing. And how they'll
Let's
be handling
Let's have mature conversation.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people. Kwanza, I know guys love it.
Sana. See, well, he comment kwa ile tweet nilifanya.
Guys, and you know, that's where I got my statistics from. I was like,
Yeah, it happens.
So you guys actually do this thing in the low, just mangia other people's girls.
Yes. Alafu unaona kipost my man, unasema, yeah, and I'm going to be inside you tonight.
Kwanza kipost your man, yo saizo anasikiaga, post kabisa.
Sana, yo feel poor, sana. Sana, anasemanga. Damn.
Maybe in my escapade also, I think I fell in love.
And there's nothing
in that kind of escapade.
Are you still in love now?
What I can say is no.
Exactly.
What I can say is I would never want to upgrade from side to main.
No.
Because I would never know. As in, I know your story. Nearly cancelled.
It won't
work. I know a Pandora's box when I see one.
Yeah.
Because from there henceforth trust issues too.
We ni unajua hata nikwambie kuishi na mtu pia si rahisi.
Acha tuishie kwa free trial.
Yeah.
Hapo kwa free trial umepewa 1 2 months. Ishi hapo.
Hata 1 year 2 year.
Yeah, hapo kwa kusubscribe.
That's so chorea. Funny.
Chorea. So guys from Karigo and I.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll catch you guys on the next hot episode, so stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.